dogs are smarter than people. The podcast that will hopefully make you smile, laugh, and freak out inside. I'm Sean.
And I'm Carrie. Sean's an ex-cop who does happier things now.
That's for sure. And Carrie's a New York Times and internationally best-selling children's book novelist. We live in Down East Maine, and our podcast is a little funky. We start off with a random thought we recorded in bed, or the kitchen, or the car, and then we give a writing tip and a dog tip for life because our dogs are wise and smart and like to be included.
We're not hoity-toity. We're not all trash talk, although we try. We're just us. So thanks for joining us. Please like, subscribe, and be cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, and dogs are smarter than people. And we begin with a random thought.
Let's do it, baby.
Now. Random thought in the truck time.
Woohoo!
Sean just had his first sip of coffee today.
Yeah, it's almost 10 o'clock already. I'm running behind.
Things are all askew. He's not wearing a fluorescent pink t-shirt.
With bleach stains?
With bleach stains and jeans full of holes. 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 I can't see words.
What am I wearing, love?
You're wearing khakis. Khakis.
And this beautiful shirt you bought me for Christmas.
And he's wearing a Christmas shirt and he looks so nice. But now he's doing things like, is my collar all right? Is
it's
my collar
not all right? A Christmas
Can
shirt.
You get that? It's not.
I mean, it's not like a Christmas sweater.
Oh, no.
It's a Christmas shirt via being a gift, but it's a beautiful shirt.
We just drove by a guy with his little mud boots on.
Clamor.
It's a clamor.
Clamor.
And, like, the top of them were so flounced out. Did you see that?
Yeah, they were folded down.
Yeah, it was really weird looking. It looked like he had pantaloons on or something. Yeah, it was kind of cool. That's why I had that pause. Like, what? These are the things you see in me.
I know, on a dreary gray day as we roll up to a funeral.
I wasn't going to tell everyone.
Oh, you weren't?
What? It's okay. I was trying to be happy. I know.
It's all right.
When I was at a school visit once, once in November, some kid was like something, and I'm like, yeah, all my parents are dead. And then I laughed nervously, and she was like, did you kill them? Why is that funny? And I was like, I don't know. Deal with sadness with humor, kid. Shut up or you'll be in the ground with them. No, like, I just... But now there's, like, she'll be creating stories about that, you know?
Crazy.
Yeah, girl. Like, this author came. She seemed really, like, but she cackled when she talked about her, like...
Dead parents.
Yeah, and make the story bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, because that's how stories go, man.
That is how stories go.
Sometimes at funerals, like we're going to, it's a memorial service. I don't quite know the difference.
Me neither.
It's like a graveyard versus a cemetery. There's a difference there, right? But, like, I don't know if they're going to, but sometimes they tell stories. Do you think this is going to be a funeral service story? A funeral service?
Probably.
Sean was sad because it probably wasn't going to be focused on food the way everything in the South is focused on food.
He's like, there's not good. I feel like some biscuits and sauces gravy right there.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
So, there. And?
Hey, how about if when I die, then have a service? No, you can have it any time of the day. You're just going to have all kinds of food there. And it can't be time-focused food. Like, I want
time-focused.
Yeah, if it's in the middle of the day, it doesn't have to be lunch food.
What food do you want at your funeral?
I definitely want biscuits and sausage gravy there.
At your funeral?
Yeah, and grits with fried egg on it.
But you won't be able to eat it.
I know. But everybody else can eat it.
I would like samosas at my funeral. Vegetarian samosas.
Okay.
He just looked at me like...
Well, they're good.
That's not going to happen. I'm like, of course, baby, we'll do whatever your dead soul wants. Even though you won't be there, we'll make the spot. Like,
make it about you. I'll make it about you. It's your funeral, dang it.
Dang it. It's my funeral. It's random thought in the truck time.
Yeah, it is.
Vroom, vroom goes the truck.
Look at that salmon colored coat.
This man just walked by. All right, you gotta understand that we live in Bar Harbor, Maine, and in the winter in Bar Harbor, Maine,
It's a free for. It's a fashion free for all.
It is a fashion free for all. However, in general, people wear very. Oh, it's the Bobo. It's a fashion free for all, and people have this tendency to wear dark colors and just blend into the dreary landscape of winter in the north, right? Don't you think that's pretty true?
Yeah, that's pretty true.
But this man we just drove by...
didn't blend.
He did not blend. Which you gotta give him props for. Because instead of wearing gray, black, or navy blue...
or camouflage.
Or camo, he was wearing...
Salmon. Which is the kind word, I think. The kind of color.
He was wearing...
masculine pink.
He was wearing masculine pink blazer. Honestly, I don't think it was even a coat.
It was almost like an 80s windbreaker, like a members only jacket.
Yeah.
But it had some weird seams sewn in.
Yeah, man. And also, he was wearing very ripped jeans, but they were only ripped from the below the knees.
Well, that's because he's obviously not a slut.
That is not kind language. Now we can't even use that.
What?
That's not a nice word.
What do you mean?
You shouldn't have judgment over men or women's sexual promiscuity.
Oh, I don't. I wasn't even applying that to sexual promiscuity.
Anyways, we have no judgment about anybody's sex life and how much or how little they get it. The end.
The more the better.
But... like, his pants were basically non-existent below his knees.
That's great. I didn't even notice that. My eyes got stuck on the salmon.
On the salmon. But it was a really interesting outfit. And I feel like we could create a whole entire story about this man. If we were writers.
Oh, you totally could. Because he had like one of those. No, you keep going. I'm sorry.
If we were writers who had writer's block. You know what I mean? Like, like sometimes writers out there, if you have writer's block, you can just look up, and the first random person you see, which might take a long time in Bar Harbor, Maine, in the winter, but the first random person that you see, you get to write their story. And as you were saying, Shawnee.
I'm just making sure you're done talking.
Oh, that's
even though you did such a generous handoff. That would have been a good one for me, the first person that you saw. Because what I was saying was his hair, he had like shaved head. Except on the top, he had it pulled back into, like, a ponytail, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I think there's a word for that, but I don't know the word for that.
He had, like, an odd hair color, didn't he? Like, almost reddish-orangish kind of, but not dyed, just a...
I thought it was black.
Oh, was it? I don't know. Maybe I'm confusing some other character I saw today. Did you stop that already?
No, man. We're still going.
Good.
I was trying to figure out what all that noise was, but it turns out it's your cell phone.
It is my cell phone binging.
Yeah, man. Anything exciting?
One or two from our buddy there, and two from Kitty.
We are potentially selling one of our houses so that we can create something amazing.
Yeah.
That's super top secret.
Super top secret.
Super top secret right now. And we'll require a business loan, which is terrifying to me because I am easily afraid. But do I want my life story to be full of fear, or do I want to take risks and, like, try things?
That's right. Risks.
Yeah.
Or next thing you know, you'll be down buying salmon coats at the thrift shop.
I'm really
okay. Which we should
with
do
that.
Anyways, because we're kind of that cheap.
We are cheap. Plus, you're not putting more resources into the world.
Yeah,
like, you're
that's
not
right.
using up stuff and, like, taking away. And I'm a big fan of ThreadUp, which is not a sponsor of this show, but it is amazing because you can get. They should be a sponsor. But it's amazing because you can get clothes that have already been worn, and if you can get over that part, some of them actually haven't. They still have their tags on. You're not, like, contributing in the same way.
Is that where you got my shirt I wore this morning?
No.
Oh,
I got that.
I'm a fan of ThreadUp, too.
I got that in a sinful place that we won't talk about.
Oh, okay.
We have no clothing stores where we live. It's very sad. The closest
TJ Maxx and Walmart.
And those are still like 30 minutes away.
Yes,
35 minutes away. And I'm not a TJ Maxx Walmart clothing person.
No, you're not.
I'm not. And that's not because Walmart or TJ Maxx are icky. It's just because I'm a little weird and eclectic in my clothing choices.
Yeah, yeah.
He laughs, man. Maybe you should say something really nice and flattering to your husband.
Well, since you went to your home screen, I thought you'd shut it off.
No, just say something nice and flattering so that people don't think we're, like, fighting.
I love your clothing choices. Who the heck's fighting? You're fighting with yourself over there.
Fighting. Ow! 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 Don't hit me so hard, Carrie. Oh, Carrie!
That's
ow!
So realistic.
I could be an actress.
Anyways. I've already told you no less than 3 times today that you look absolutely stunning, drop dead gorgeous, and sexy as heck in your new wardrobe.
Which
you are slowly acquiring.
Because I stopped wearing LL Bean crew neck sweaters in navy blue.
Which they don't even make anymore.
Which they don't make anymore, which is probably why I've stopped. And they always got holes in the arm. LL Bean, not a sponsor ever of this podcast. And it was very, very... I love them. I love them. I would always buy the men's...
Yes, the men's.
Small
preferred.
Navy yep. blue sweater. And it is no longer.
Not that exact
morning,
model.
Morning. Morning. And sadness.
But you've been looking good lately, babe.
I know, but I easily was becoming one of those people who have the same items of clothing, just like... 5 of them in there. Like 5 navy blue LL Bean sweaters. Yeah. And like 3 different skirts. I could be that hermit kind of.
Yeah, you could, for sure. Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
Not take much. Because my problem is that I actually truly love clothes.
Yeah.
And I love fashion. But I'm A, in Bar Harbor, Maine, where nobody else really does. And B, so cheap. I'm so cheap, man. I cannot, spend a lot of money on buying clothes for myself.
You know that show we watch? It's a survival show. It's always a man and a woman, and they're naked.
Yeah, naked and afraid.
And then they
not give, a sponsor.
They give them a score at the beginning, and then they give them a score after if they survive or not.
Yeah.
If there was a show like that based on, fashion, your after score would be so high. Right, man.
Are you saying my beginning support?
Because they break
really
it down
bad.
Into different categories, like general fashion, sex appeal. Your sex appeal category is through the roof now.
You make it sound like I dress really, really weirdly.
No,
like,
you did not.
Whole...
You didn't dress weirdly. It's so
no,
common
I mean now.
In this area.
I mean now.
Oh, no, you're not. Oh, no, no. I think you just said it's new clothes. That fit well.
Oh, that's because my clothes fit and
you're
they're not super baggy.
Anything.
I used to wear really baggy clothes.
And my God.
Okay. Getting creepy.
Writing tip of the pod.
This week's episode is called Something Exciting. Do you know what it's called?
No.
It's called dealing with distractions like trolls. I just like to use the word trolls.
Yeah.
So how do you write or live when you're surrounded by distractions? Recently, like Gabby panting.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there.
You just got to push through.
I did not. Recently, a great teacher was talking to me about being his writing coach, but he was hesitant to start right now because of his new class load. And that worried me.
Yeah.
I'm a season moment kind of human because I always expect to die tomorrow. And that ticking clock point of view keeps me moving and going despite distractions or new class loads. And I know not everyone is that way, but I worry about the people who wait to do the things that they want to do, always trying to have enough time and carved out to do it, you know?
So because he was thinking about putting it off, that actually gave you anxiety, like... And for him, and
afraid
that it. Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I was a newspaper editor and I was little, I was always dealing with distractions, like a class load or a limited amount of time to get my writing done. Right, the kind that I wanted to write fiction.
Right.
But I would write anywhere and everywhere, at a planning board meeting, at a swim meet, at the Y on the bike, waiting in the car to pick Em up after school, in bed, standing at the counter, anywhere and everywhere. Noise was everywhere. 10-year-olds would be having sleepovers. Dinner would need to be made. Dogs would be barking. I had newspaper articles and meetings to go to, but I would still write. Because I knew that if I wanted to write, then I had to write. And to do that, I had to force my brain to filter through the distractions and be in the flow. So how do you do that?
Well, according to an article on The Entrepreneur by Deep Patel, which we've linked to in the notes for this podcast, there are several decent methods for dealing with distractions.
One.
Make it chill. He says to, quote, begin building habits that help you eliminate distractions and stay focused. Start by creating an environment in which you are less tempted to get preoccupied with something other than what you're working on. End quote. That means make things quiet. Close your door. Turn off your cell.
Don't look on the internet and see the trolls who are going after you today.
That's right.
Number two is...
make pretend deadlines. Deadlines make us focus. Make small time limits for you to get your work done instead of giving yourself all day to get your priorities done.
I carry do this all the time, actually, and even stress out about my completely self-imposed deadlines. Like, I'm the only one who's saying, Carrie, get this done by Friday.
Correct.
And that anxiety sucks. But that focus, it makes me get a lot of things done.
You sure do.
Thanks, sweetie.
Yes. Number three, get into the Pondoro method.
Ooh.
What is this? Sounds kind of X-rated.
It's not.
Patel explains this as a method, quote, in which you set a timer and are completely focused on a task for a period of time, such as 45 minutes straight. Then allow yourself a 15-minute break, end quote. It's actually another thing Carrie does all the time, only she's a 50-10 split.
Yeah.
She also makes herself stand or move about for that 10 minutes because she's afraid of dead butt syndrome, which is something we talked about in an earlier podcast. So you should look it up. It's wild in a dead butt kind of way.
Wild.
Yeah.
Wild dead butts. So there you go. Three hot tips to keep yourself from being distracted in 2020. All that gelled down means don't make excuses.
Right.
Wherever you can, write. If you want to be a writer, you have to write.
It's totally portable, that's for sure.
Yeah, man, and the distractions...
No, I was just going to say, especially with like iPads and small screens, you can carry that in your pocket practically.
Just like a notebook, actually.
Well, I know.
Yes.
But that's kind of obvious. Yeah, whatever, they're both obvious.
I used to write on napkins, man.
I know, I've seen you write on all kinds of crazy stuff.
My shoes. So, I wrote on my shoes. So... be motivated. If you want it, you gotta get it, man.
That's right.
Don't let distractions take you away.
Nope. Dog tip for life. Well.
Gabby's panting.
Yes, he is. I asked Party about our subject matter today, and he's like, you know, I don't have a lot to offer, but... he's like, I do want to straighten one thing out. And I said, what's that? He said, who do you think gave Carrie the 50-10 split method?
What?
And I said, yeah, that's what I said. What? You're trying to claim credit for her working for 50 minutes and taking 10-minute breaks. He's like, yeah, I taught her that. I was like, what? Yeah. He's like, I explained to her that's how I work. That's how I keep myself from being distracted. I'll only beg for food for 15 minutes at a time. But then my mind starts to wander. I automatically take a 10-minute break and go be a good boy and lay down in the living room.
And then he comes back.
And then I'm focused again. Same thing with Gabby, if you notice. She barks for 15 minutes. And she stands there like a good girl for quietly for 10 minutes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
And they swear by that method. Both of them.
Really?
Yep. Keep himself focused.
So you think that's it, man?
That's what?
That's it? The dog tip for life? Is that...
well, it's not really a new tip. He was just tooting his own horn, really.
Yeah.
Kind of like us humans do sometimes. But he did say you gotta stay motivated.
Motivated.
Yeah.
All right, that works.
Like, motivated like he likes is to beg for food. If you can't motivate yourself, in his circumstance, he'd just wither away to nothing and die, probably.
He would.
If he wasn't motivated to beg for food.
I wish everyone could see Gabby right now.
I know.
You're so cute.
We'd be doing great if we had a video podcast, because she'd be staring right at the camera, probably.
Everyone just stare at her. Your big brown eyes.
Resting your chin on your knee.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. Dog tip for life. Rest your chin on people's knees. Stare soulfully at them.
That's a good one.
While panting.
So, hey, thank you so very much for listening to the podcast. Sorry, I loved it. I mean, the yell in your ear.
And everyone else's. Thank you for listening. We'll make sure you never listen again.
We really do appreciate it. What's all that stuff you're supposed to do? Like and share?
Like, share, and subscribe. Woo-woo. And the shout out is that the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. We've got a link to that on our notes. And the artist and the song that you're hearing is Night Owl by Broke for Free.
And you can find us, if the podcast link is not to be seen.
Well, you can't see it if you're listening to it. But
So they wouldn't see that. Anyways. You can find the podcast on Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and more. Just Google Dogs Are Smarter Than People, then like and subscribe. Please, please.
Please, please, please.
Yes.
Hey, I'm teaching at the Write Submit support class this next 6 months. The 6 month course offers structure and support to our writing lives and the roller coaster ride of submissions. Blah, blah, blah. And you can learn with me and a bunch of really cool other writers. In the Woods, my YA horror with Steve Waddell is out now everywhere. It was a Publisher's Weekly Buzz book for this summer. And I have a new adult book coming out really soon. The world of magical internet. And it's adult and it's mystery and it's really cool. And it's called The Places We Hide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's good. Sean read it. And if you want to find the tips for this, just look up Dogs Are Smarter Than People. Go to carriejonesbooks.blog. You can find more about us and see pictures of Gabby. And Sparty, too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Please like and subscribe and have an awesome day.
Yes.